Good evening. I'm Joseph Martinez, and welcome to Dead Time Stories, a podcast presented by Ranker, dedicated to just that. Short, scary stories submitted by real people. Whether the stories are real or not, who knows? But they are scary. Now, please forgive me. I can take you no further. But your stories lie just ahead. Do be careful, though. Deadhead can be mercurial. I'll wait for you here. Godspeed.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
My little good dads. Any last words before we begin? Good, because tonight I have five tales of people delivering their final broadcast. Our first story takes us underground, where an electrician discovers high voltage isn't the only thing he has to worry about. I call this one Unearthed.
HQ, this is Greg Gopher. You boys read me up there? Only hundreds of feet of concrete and metal piping between us. Colin McTeague, MBTA technician, reporting for duty. You read, Sandy?
What the hell did I step in? They ain't paying me enough for this shit. Screw it.
I'm going to start replacing the wire. You'll know I'm done when the lights come back on.
Shit, Sandy. Rats must have chewed the wire through. Or roaches.
Roaches love electronics. Was reading about how cockroaches like to crawl into video games. It's like a magnet form or something. Last thing I want to deal with are roaches, though. Rats, okay, but roaches? Ugh. Reaching the right juncture. I can see the lights are out in the next tunnel. I'm switching on the headlamp. Let there be light. Anyone heard from Shane? He should have checked back in by now. That dummy. Always moving without thinking. Don't worry, I'll drag his lazy ass back. Moving right along and...
Holy shit! Jesus, the fuse box is... It's shredded.
Like somebody took a chainsaw to it. Are we sure it wasn't some meth head stripping us for parts?
God damn.
They ripped right through the panels. I'm gonna need some backup on this and a whole crew. The damage is...
insubstantial.
I'll patch up what I can for now and then head back to HQ. Still no sign of Shane. Could use some extra hands. Hey, Shane! You in here or what?
This place is a freaking mess.
Shane? That you? Get out of here already.
Shit, you want me to drag you over here? Come on, man, I see you. What the?
Sandy, I saw something in the shadows, but it's too big to be little old Shane. And there was something glowing in the dark. A couple of red lights. Is the emergency power still coming through somehow?
Oh, Shane, you...
Ah! Damn it, I tripped. Son of a bitch, there's something blocking the...
Holy shit, it's Shane. He's hurt. Real bad. Oh my God, his arms are gone. Shane! Shane, he's dead. Sandy, you reading me? Shane's dead. Oh, Christ. I'm not alone. I need help, guys. I'm serious. Send the cops down here or something. I'm looking and I... What the hell was that? It ain't human. I gotta get out. I'm seeing more red lights. They're eyes. They're glowing red eyes. Oh, man. I can't get to the exit. I think I found a service tunnel. I'll have to go deeper and pray I can make my way back. I managed to get inside. Can you boys still hear me? Get me out. I'm wandering blind. I'm crawling through dirt and shit right now. Damn it. These tunnels must be as old as the city. There's scratches on the sides. Whatever those things were, they came from below. They're probably coming from beneath the subway. We just had to reopen these old tunnels, didn't we? Wish the boys that came before us left a warning note or something. Shit. They're looking for me. I can't tell which way they're coming. Sandy, I heard this story. The earth was hollow. And there were all these monsters and weird animals underneath. And if you dug too deep, they'd get out. We dug too deep, brother. Too damn deep!
No, sounds like Colin got the shock of a lifetime. Bet they didn't teach him that one in electrician school. I'm sure it won't come as a shock to any of you, but here's our first break. Our next broadcast is a live stream from an influencer who discovers her isolated paradise is actually her own private hell. I call this tale Bonanza Fest.
Hey, all you party people. This is none other than your YouTube, Twitch, Twitter, Snapchat, and everything in between and beyond queen, Zoe Z, at the biggest event ever and ever. I'm talking Bonanza Fest 2019. Woo! Me and 100 other peeps got exclusive invites to this ultra-exclusive, ultra-secluded, ultra-private island. Did I mention exclusive? Where we're totally gonna party hard 24/7. Sorry, not sorry that you can't be here, but don't worry, I am. Bonanza Fest 2019 was created by Jack Worth, the coolest hedge fund manager ever. He's got everyone who could be anyone here, your best dreaming gal included. Kisses, mwah. Just having myself a Bloody Mary, then it's back onto the dance floor and getting some gourmet grilled cheese sandwiches. I don't know why they're gourmet, but they gotta be fancy if they're being served here. Whoa, someone's either having too much fun or like getting murdered. Let's go see. Oh my God. Oh my God, there's a woman bleeding on the ground. Half of her throat is gone. Holy shit. Oh my God, are there medics here? Hey, she needs an ambulance. Who's that? Oh man, stay back. Okay, you guys, I'm ducked behind a bar. A bunch of freaky looking people in raggedy ass clothes and rotting faces just ran out of the jungle and started biting people. This is not a joke. They tried to take a bite out of me. The people who've been bitten and killed they're getting up. Zoe Delgado is in the middle of a zombie apocalypse, people. Okay, I'm grabbing a paring knife for my defense. I mean, I've never been in a fight in my whole life. Holy shit. Somebody call the police or like the Coast Guard or something. Stop sending me LOL fake messages. I am for real. Holy shit. I'm too young to die here or be some grody, rotting, walking corpse. Oh God, I'm so sorry for everything I've ever done. Taking that sponsorship from that diet pill company that just gave everyone diarrhea, or screwing that married guy in Cabo, or anything else I'm forgetting. Oh, stay back! I just stabbed someone. I just stabbed a zombie. Oh my God. I'm feeling so weird about this. Okay, gotta think. Gotta run. Gotta get to the docks. I gotta go to the docks and get off this island. This party was a bust anyway. They had to pay me to show up. I mean, who the shit wants to go to some place called Bonanza? Whoa, this is the highest viewer count I've ever had on a live stream. Thank you guys for tuning in. Oh God, like, comment, and subscribe, and please pray I don't die. Okay, you guys, I'm here. There's a boat. Hold on. Wait for me, please. I'm covered in blood, and it's not even mine. Please. Thank you. Hey, wait a minute. Jack Worth?
Oh, yeah. Hey. Sorry about that.
What the hell is going on?
Look, parties don't come cheap, and holding them on an island is really expensive. So I got Spencer Island for a pretty good price, because it used to be a military testing site.
Okay.
They said they cleared the island. It was fine, just to avoid certain sections, like half of it.
And you still brought us here. Wow.
Hey, if you want to make the social event of the summer, you got to break some laws.
You?
Crap, they're on the docks. Hey, hands up! Do you know who my dad is?
Bon voyage, asshole. This is Zoe Z signing off. And remember, what you seek is seeking you. Namaste.
Whoa, Zoe's spine really puts the snap in Snapchat, eh? Let's take a cue from Zoe and break.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
From Paradise Island to the depths of the deep blue sea, our next tale takes us thousands of feet under the ocean, where two men in a submersible explore rifts.
This is Neptune Platform Manager Nathaniel Pendleton recording. We're continuing with drilling operation Delta 792. As previously reported, we've successfully struck ground and began pumping the oil reservoir that was detected under the bedrock. Pumping was going smoothly until yesterday when it seemed as though something was blocking the reservoir. We can't say for certain what. So I've sent Clemens and Gonzalez down to investigate the disturbance using the submersible. Do you guys read me?
Loud and clear, boss man.
We are 35,964 feet below the surface of the water. We better be getting something good for this, Pendleton.
How about this? I'll tuck you in for bedtime.
You are too kind.
What can I say? I'm a giver. Have you reached the drill point yet?
Almost. We can see it from here, though. Barely. Lots of sargassum and mud swirling around.
Okay, let's get to it.
Copy. We're at the entry point. Nothing seems out of the ordinary. The drill's holding, and there don't appear to be any leaks.
Weird. And based on prior reports, there wasn't anything in the pipes. Must be something underground.
Using the robot arms now. Never get tired of saying that.
Fine. Double-check the ground, Clemens. Gotta make sure there isn't anything holed up in that rift.
Sure thing. Bedrock was a clean penetration and... what the...
What do you got?
Well, I'm examining the drill point from where it stopped. Usual foundations and soil, but it's like there's something more to it. A giant bulge.
That's what she said.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Grow up, Gonzalez. What does that mean, Clemens?
Going in for a closer look. Might need a sample.
What the hell? I felt that up here. Was it a quake?
I don't know. I just ripped some soil out of the ground and we got a burst of oil.
Oil is everywhere. We're flying blind.
All right, I'm calling it. Head back up. Now.
Something isn't right. Gonzalez, take us up a few meters to clear water. I want to examine what I grabbed.
Clemens, it'll probably be best you return immediately.
taking us up to 30,000 feet, slowly but surely. And we're here. Clear water.
Good Lord. Captain, you're not going to believe this. I didn't pull a mineral sample.
Then what is it?
It's flesh. There's blood all around us.
Another quake! Get out of there now!
Heading for the surface, but guys, the ground seems to be coming with us.
We didn't drill into the ground. We drilled into something living. It might have been hibernating or... Holy shit, it's reaching for us. Yes!
Clement, you read me. Gonzalez, what is going on down there? Holy shit, the quakes are getting worse. All hands on deck. We need to mobilize. Is that a squid? It's twice the size of our platform. We need to get the hell...
Ooh, that last tale dredged up something truly horrifying. Our next break. Up next, cadavers. Broadcast journalist Lana Hellman gives the interview of her career when her guest reveals his true motives. I call this story Talking Heads.
Good evening, and welcome back to Give 'em Hell. I'm Lana Hellman, here to talk about the hard-hitting issues and get to the bottom of things. First up, fidget spinners. Stress reliever or dangerous addiction? Ugh, seriously, Randy, I thought we cut this segment. It's just dumb. I'm not doing it. Cut it. Edit it. Whatever you have to do. We'll deal with it later. Fine? Fine. Okay. First up is a state senator who's never met a budget he couldn't slash, Bob Maxpound. How are you doing, Bob?
Great as always. Happy to be here, Lana.
That's great to hear. How's the wife and kids?
Oh, they're fine. We're all fine. Little Susie has her ballet recital tomorrow, and you know my wife. She'd prefer I come home before dark today.
Of course. I'll try to keep it brief. The main reason I wanted to talk was your push for massive budget cuts at NASA. Why is that?
It's really quite simple, Lana. Our problems are terrestrial. On this planet, we need to take our heads out of the stars and focus on where our feet are planted.
Yeah, right. But while some cuts to exploration can be considered reasonable, your proposed cuts would sufficiently deplete funding for communications and unmanned operations such as space stations and satellite launches. Why is that?
We're just cutting the fat, Lana. No need for any of those. We have all the American satellites we could ever need already. Our nation's satellites are simply the best.
Bob, do you need any water or anything?
No, thank you. I'm properly hydrated for the evening.
Fine. It just seems like a waste. Many countries have invested billions of dollars into their space programs, like, for example, China.
China is of no concern yet. We're taking steps to isolate the China problem and any problem that other nations may give us in the wholesale pursuit of American ingenuity.
I was just asking.
Lana, you don't need to ask me anything.
Well, then I don't know why you agreed to this interview. The show is called Give 'em Hell, so I'm just living up to the title.
Because we're trying to get our message to the American people.
By we, do you mean your co-sponsors on the bill?
Yes, them.
I see. It just seems like you're trying to isolate us from the stars. If we can't explore the heavens or even maintain our telecommunications systems...
No, there is no need. No need for the species to look on high and wonder. We only look below our proud American feet and plant them there like eggplant. Plant egg. Eggplant. Eggplant. Eggplant.
Bob, are you okay?
Eggplant. Eggplant. Plant. Plant. Plant.
Jesus, he's having a
plant,
stroke. He won't stop
planet,
shaking. Randy,
planet,
get in here.
Planet. Will. Plant will be ours for the taking.
There's something. Something coming out of his ear. What the fuck? Randy!
Too long we watched and waited. We will cut out the eyes to the stars and devour all from the inside. From one we are many.
Holy shit!
You are animals to the slaughter. We shall be all and have all.
Ah! Die! 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 Shit. Randy, cut to commercial. Call the FBI or something. I need to get this alien bug gunk off my shoe.
We'll be back after the break.
Well, that's one interview that was out of this world, eh? Leave it to Lana to crush the competition. Coming up, we have our last tale for the night, right after this.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
For our last scary story, we follow Father Anderson as he enters the home of Olga, a woman who just hasn't been herself lately. This tale is called The Good Word.
Oh, Lord, I hope you can forgive me. I'm not sure I could forgive myself if I botched this up. This is Father Anderson with the Burlington Diocese. I am recording these proceedings on tape in order to make a document of the task at hand. I am to perform an exorcism. My will and faith are strong, but I am racked with fear. I'm currently standing outside the premise of one Olga Rubens, a local university professor of ethics. I'm going inside. No one was at the door. Hello, Miss Rubens? It's me, Father Anderson. I visited Miss Rubens before. She was present most of the time. There were moments, though, when she lost control, and what came forward was a demon. If I am here to free her from this parasitic force, I must discover the name of the creature inhabiting her body. Miss Rubens, where are you? It's time for our appointment.
I'm in the library, Father.
That's a large knife. Let me help you with that. How are you feeling?
Quite fine, Father. I'm really sorry for having bothered you. But I think my issues were psychological, not spiritual.
No bother. I'm happy you're feeling better.
Much better. You may go.
Miss Rubens, forgive me. I don't mean to embarrass you. But did you know there's a fly crawling across your eyeball? I think I'll sit for a while. We can talk.
Fine. Don't leave. Stay here with me.
With us.
Oh God, oh Lord in heaven, help me, your humble servant.
God is not here. He is in heaven. It is just you and I on this earthly plane.
The power of Christ compels you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, I cast thee out of this earthly form. In the name...
What's in the name, Father?
Everything. What is your name?
I'm no mere beast, puppet. I'm a collective. I am a hive. I grow inside this flesh with every pump of blood and sup of life. Lord of lies and father of lies.
Flies, you are Beelzebub.
Shut up! Shut up! Puppet of faith and broken promises! She curses you this very moment! I am anchored to this material realm! Now you cannot vanquish me so easily!
By the power of God and all that is good, leave this soul and return to hell!
Shut up! Shut up! Mortals!
Miss Rubens, let me help you up.
Father Anderson? What happened?
It's all over now. You're cleansed. What?
Die!
Yes, it's a good thing Father Anderson's a man of the cloth. That way he'll have something to clean up the mess. That's our final fright of the night, cadavers. I hope you've enjoyed our five stories on final broadcasts. And do come visit me again soon. We have many more short, scary stories to share. Sweet dreams, my little cadavers.
You've made it through the night. Congrats. Let's get going before that changes.
The stories you've just heard were written by
Jacob Davison.
Tonight's episode starred Todd Lights, Mary Catherine Greenewald, Amy Kirsten, Andrew Arnett, and Andrew Bajotnia, with editing by Andrea Listenberger. I believe you can find your way home from here. Until next time, farewell.